This is Bill Hendricks. I want to talk to you about sharing your faith. The biblical resource materials are from the 21st chapter of John's Gospel. In this intriguing experience with the risen Jesus, his disciples come to the shore, and in the interchange between Jesus and Peter, Jesus says, "I have work for you to do." You will remember that Peter had betrayed Christ. There are no words of reprisal. There are no questions asked. However, when Peter says, pointing to that disciple whom Jesus loved, "What shall this man do?" Jesus, understandably, shows impatience. He responds, in free language, "Peter, that's really none of your business. I have something for you to do." Now, in sharing your faith, there is an important question, and that is, what can I do? Ours is a world which seems to major on making people feel incompetent and inconsequential. Let me share with you a recent week which I had. I went to a doctor. My doctor took samples of some of everything I had. Those samples continued to grow in the laboratory, and there he gave them medicines to see which ones would tolerate certain kinds of medication and which kinds of medication would be most acceptable for me. You know, I felt a little insecure, feeling that the doctor in his laboratory had parts of me growing about which he knew more than I knew about myself. It was one of those things that made me feel rather unimportant in the whole process. The next day, my telephone rang. It was a student of mine. There was in his church a young man who was in great distress. The wife of the young man was in the church kitchen in hysteria, and the pastor asked, "What shall I do?" I was able quickly by words over the telephone to suggest some things, to make a medical referral which was needed. I hung up the phone and then thought, is this really all there is to a shape of ministry, that it can be dispensed with so quickly simply by a telephone call? Where's the personal element? Where is that which involves me? The following day, I went to a professional meeting, and the last item on the agenda was to help us understand how computers can do scholarly research in the world of tomorrow. I'm currently engaged on a project that will take 9 months to complete, with my doing the reading and research. It was devastating for me to sit in front of the computer and see that in 15 minutes it could accomplish what it would take me months to do. I felt even further defeated when the man told me that within the decade there would be machines that read the books, that fed the material to the computers, that could readily recall all of the kinds of things which none of us could hope to hold in memory. I must admit that that was the weekend that was. It was a rough time. Where was I? Was I really needed if my doctor can grow cultures without me? Was I really needed if I could answer by telephone medical referrals in necessary ministry? And what was the use of scholarly pursuits if computers could do it better and quicker and save that time and space? It was devastating to the ego and a time of real difficulty for me personally. Then I went to my office, sat down, and asked what it really means that I am a person and have something to share with other people. Let me suggest to you what you have to share. First of all, there is your smile. That's something the computer can't do. And may I add that while many of us were sitting around the room watching the computer do our scholarship, we sheepishly smiled at one another, and for understandable reasons. A smile was one way of communicating the futility that all of us felt. Your smile is very personally yours. Try giving it. It's a first way of sharing your faith. It's a vital way of sharing yourself. Then, you can sign your name, as simple as that sounds. While I was reflecting on what could I do as an individual, I was signing my name to some letters that my secretary had left on the desk. It dawned on me that signing one's name was a vital thing that he could do that others could not. In fact, I dare say, unless I could have signed my name to the check, the doctor wouldn't have been growing my cultures at all. Signing your name by way of writing to a friend, writing to someone you do not know, to give an expression of what you are and what your faith means to you. There is handwriting analysis, and it indicates that with every curve of the letter of your name, some significant insight is to be found. Be sure that the name you bear is a name which has been honored with good conduct, right living, and much honest toil. Then the signing of the name means something because the person whose name is signed means something. And you can speak. Most of us are very accustomed to using words. Know that words are one vital way both of hurting and helping people. In the sharing of your faith, it is important that you speak the things you know, that you share in words the experiences that have been yours. I think that even more personal in the sharing of one's faith is the ability to sing. That is, to sing what you feel. Now, I don't mean that each of you should be able to be musically inclined. Some of us sing on the black keys, some on the white, and others in the cracks. But singing is a vital way in experiencing and expressing what one feels and what one is. I like three kinds of music: Mozart, the Tijuana Brass, and Mama Cass. One of the favorite things that Mama Cass does is you've got to make your own kind of music. I'm very much impressed by the vitality of our youth singing groups today. And I would very much recommend that whether you can or cannot carry a tune, you let the music of your faith communicate itself to other people in the ways that are yours to sing. Then, of course, there is the surrender. The surrender of who you are and what you are to be used of God. It is quite probable that many of us feel in this technological cybernetic age that there is little we can do. But the most essential feature that you and I can bring to God in sharing our faith is to surrender ourselves to His acceptance of us, to our acceptance of ourselves, and to the task that is ours to do. What can I do? Why, many things that no one else can do. You can smile, your kind of smile. You can sign your name with its curlicues, and behind each of them is an emphasis on who you are. You can speak in your own distinctive way of what God has done for you. You can sing and make your own kind of music. And you can surrender to Him who is capable of bringing you to your fullest capacities. And now I have some questions. Are you uncomfortable when someone talks about sharing faith or witnessing? Is it generally assumed that witnessing is verbal and requires much persuasion? Is this always correct? Is it easy to share good news with friends? How about with strangers? If you can talk with people you know more readily, what does this say about sharing your faith? Can you remember a time when you appreciated just having a friend with you when you were in deep trouble or pain? Did his very presence help? Is music more personalized than speaking? What are some of your distinctive traits? Do you ever feel futile? If so, how do you compensate? What do you do? The Dead Sea in Palestine is called the Dead Sea because it cannot sustain life. It is always receiving water, but it never has an outlet. Faith that is like that also becomes stagnant. Let me encourage you to find faith, or shall we say, let faith find you. That's the way it goes, from faith to faith.